Relief, happiness, and a sense that justice had been served. This is how some of Joanne Sithibile's victims describe their feelings after the hefty sentence handed to the serial rapist. Thibile was sentenced to 11 life terms for rape and a cumulative 363 years for attempted murder, theft, robbery with aggravating circumstances, among other crimes last month. The 43-year-old man terrorized women in Wolmaranstad for nearly 6 years between December 2012 and May 2028, and was at some point considered South Africa's most wanted serial rapist. His victims ranged from 15 to 65 years, and he would often carry out some of these offenses with an unknown accomplice. Three brave survivors of Thibile's crimes have opened up on their violent encounter with him in an exclusive interview with Times Live Premium. One of them described the attack, which happened as she was heading home with her then boyfriend on the 16th of December in 2016.
Ha re fetse go tshela sporo. Ka go bula ne re le two. Bai. Sa le wa bona le tsamaya le two. And then motho wa tlhaga mo morago. O tlhaga a taboga. Bai. Ga re nkemeleng. O tlhaga fela a taboga. And then this thing ya re makatsa because re botsa gore why motho a tla a taboga a sa re emise. And then ra ema. Ha re ema ke mo ena a fitlhileng motho.
We crossed the railway line. I remember it was just me and my boyfriend on the road. We then saw someone soundlessly running towards us. This surprised us, and we stopped.
Now, I remember how he was that guy Ali Khan. We never risky buses in white, but half it's a go for. Now, since I bought risky buses, I put the boom.
He then reached us and pulled out a big shiny knife. When I saw him from afar, I noticed he was wearing a white shirt, but when he got closer, he pulled it up to cover most of his face.
And then I demanded the phone. I remember boyfriend had a national phone by that time. Like, I thought because this guy we won and then Ronaldo too, maybe we're gonna fight, like, because we won. Ke nagana gore two. Ha ke nagana gore he can beat us. You understand? But what happened was boyfriend taka o mofa phone yaka.
He demanded our phones, but I was the only one with one. I thought we would fight him since it was the two of us and he was alone. But instead, my boyfriend gave him my cell phone.
From there, after that, I demanded chelete.
He then demanded money, which we gave to him because we thought he would leave us alone.
There is no way go ka ba le phone e one. Yeah. So as a mago tlhaba boyfriend. And then by that time city are o tlhaba boyfriend ke ga ke mo push.
He then demanded the other phone because he thought my boyfriend was lying about not having a cell phone. He tried to stab my boyfriend, but I pushed him.
And then boyfriend there ya tshaba ka sala. We le amolelekisanyana bikinyana. And then boyfriend there fell into a tub I am seeing, and then a pool I'm on.
My boyfriend ran away, and I stayed behind. He then tried to chase after him, but my boyfriend managed to outrun him.
It's a hard time, Gunna. I demand. Kya kupola negeshwarizi boyfriend dekhen. It's a hella hard time. Kya kupola kimo ngatile ka khen zanga. Ralwan. By that time, Harilwan,
as he approached me again, I threw a can at him and we started fighting. And then he stabbed me with a knife in the process.
Ke gopola ne ke apere jumpsuit. Jumpsuit e nne le makgase. Because le ha feletse a ngipa, ne ke le unconscious. Nang o feleditse a ngkhima. And then ka wela mo fatshe. Ka utlwa ka ge ke e ka ga ke sa utlwa bikinyane, like e ka ga ke tsamaile bikinyane.
I remember I was wearing a jumpsuit that was torn in the process. When he eventually raped me, I was unconscious as he had knocked me out. They also shared their remarkable journey to healing and acceptance in the aftermath. At least at work, my manager supported me and allowed me to take some time off. And they would often ask if I am okay. I'm a talkative person and I was able to open up on what happened. Whenever I'd go to the clinic, I would tell the nurses I was raped and they couldn't believe it. Even at work, when I told my managers what happened the Monday after, they couldn't believe it as I didn't have physical scars. Violent attacks against women and children remain a huge concern in South Africa, with quarterly crime statistics painting a grim picture of the many rape and murder cases opened. For Times Live, I am Kanyisile Ngcobo.